Women are drowning in health advice that wasn't designed for them. We've been told to eat less, move more, and follow the same fasting protocols that work for men. Yet 41% of women over 21 struggle with obesity, and rates of thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, and hormonal chaos continue to climb. What if the problem isn't your willpower or discipline, but the fundamental misunderstanding that women's bodies operate on an entirely different metabolic rhythm than men's? The rise of intermittent fasting promised a revolution, but for many women, it delivered anxiety, hair loss, and disrupted cycles instead of the effortless weight loss they'd hoped for. The missing piece isn't another restrictive protocol. It's understanding that your hormones fluctuate on a 28-day cycle that demands a completely personalized approach to when and how you fast. Your 30 trillion cells efficiently produce energy, burn fat, and manufacture hormones when given the right conditions. Most diets sabotage this design, creating lasting metabolic damage. The failed five approaches have undermined women's health for decades. Calorie restriction lowers your metabolic set point. Research shows metabolism remains suppressed by 15% even years after severe dieting ends. Your body perceives restriction as starvation and dials down your metabolic furnace. The low-fat movement replaced healthy fats with sugar and chemicals, triggering insulin resistance that locks fat inside cells. Chronic stress and restrictive dieting spike cortisol, signaling fat storage, particularly around your midsection where women have more cortisol receptors. Obesogens, toxic chemicals in plastics, cosmetics, and processed foods, disrupt your endocrine system. The average woman encounters 168 unique chemical compounds daily through personal care products alone. Most damaging is the one-size-fits-all mentality, ignoring monthly hormonal fluctuations that affect metabolism, hunger, and energy. The solution isn't another restrictive diet, but working with your female body rather than against it. Our ancestors naturally cycled between fasting and feasting, creating genetic adaptations that help us thrive during food scarcity. This isn't deprivation. It's activating ancient healing mechanisms that constant eating has suppressed. After 8 hours of fasting, your body switches from burning sugar to burning fat, triggering profound cellular repair. This metabolic switch activates ketones that repair nervous tissue and reduce hunger, enhances autophagy, your cell's self-cleaning system, and increases growth hormone production fivefold. Compressing your eating window to 8 to 10 hours can dramatically reduce body fat, blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar without changing what you eat. Different fasting lengths unlock specific benefits. 12 to 16 hours activates ketones, 17 plus hours triggers cellular cleaning that prevents viral replication, 24 hours releases stem cells to repair intestinal damage, 48 hours repairs dopamine pathways, 72 hours regenerates immunity. The evidence is compelling. Fasting reduces cancer recurrence by 64%, lowers blood pressure more effectively than diet alone, and transforms gut microbiome diversity. A 3-day water fast releases stem cells that replace worn-down white blood cells, essentially rebooting immunity. Women who fast without considering their hormonal cycles often experience heart palpitations, anxiety, insomnia, and hair loss, symptoms that resolve when fasting aligns with natural rhythms. Days 1 through 10 feature rising estrogen that enhances mood and mental clarity. Days 11 through 15 mark ovulation, when estrogen peaks and testosterone surges, creating optimal conditions for productivity. Days 16 through 18 see all hormones dip before progesterone dominates from day 19 until bleeding, encouraging rest. Three uniquely female features affect fasting: hormonal hierarchy, sex hormone fluctuations, and toxic load responses. Oxytocin sits atop the hierarchy and can calm cortisol, which affects insulin, which impacts sex hormones. Estrogen thrives when insulin is low, making fasting effortless during the follicular phase. Testosterone appears during ovulation, when moderate fasting of no more than 15 hours works best. Progesterone makes fasting challenging because cortisol spikes and low glucose negatively affect it. Hormonal fluctuations trigger release of stored toxins, lead from bones, mercury from organs, pollutants from fat tissue. Longer fasts during high hormone phases create excessive toxin release, causing hair loss or brain fog. Synchronizing fasting with your cycle harnesses benefits while avoiding these pitfalls. Fasting should adapt to your unique needs through four key principles: identifying specific goals, varying fasting lengths, diversifying food choices, and building community support. Align your approach with your objectives, whether weight loss, hormone balancing, requiring up to 90 days of consistent practice, or addressing specific health conditions. Most women start with an 8-hour eating window from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., then adjust based on their cycle and circumstances. Vary fasting lengths to prevent plateaus and honor hormonal fluctuations. Shorten fasts during ovulation and premenstrually when hormones peak. Most women eat the same 30 foods repeatedly, but diversity feeds different gut microbes that directly influence cravings. Microorganisms like Candida signal your brain to crave foods they need to survive. Varying both fasting periods and food choices reshapes your gut microbiome and eliminates unhelpful cravings. Community connection triggers oxytocin, the queen hormone that positively influences all other hormones, including insulin. Fasting with friends, exercising together, and sharing both successes and failures creates a healing environment. For sustainability, accommodate your relationships, schedule demands, and activity levels. Like the marathon runner who built her fasting schedule around varying run distances, customization is key. Food powerfully influences hormonal health when timed correctly. Focus on ingredient lists rather than calories. Natural ingredients support hormonal balance, while chemicals disrupt it. The FDA has allowed over 50,000 ingredients into foods without rigorous testing. Sex hormones respond differently to dietary choices. Estrogen thrives on low glucose and insulin, while progesterone prefers slightly higher blood sugar, explaining premenstrual carbohydrate cravings. Building muscle is crucial for women's metabolic health, bone strength, and longevity, requiring adequate protein. Women over 40 need approximately 30 grams per meal as amino acid sensors weaken with age. Your gut contains 90% of your body's bacterial cells, breaking down estrogen, producing neurotransmitters, and balancing immunity. These beneficial bacteria thrive on the three P's: probiotic foods like sauerkraut, prebiotic foods like onions, and polyphenol foods like dark chocolate. Cycle your foods to match hormonal patterns. During the estrogen-dominant first half of your cycle, limit net carbs to 50 grams daily, with 60% calories from healthy fats. In the progesterone-dominant week before menstruation, increase net carbs to 150 grams from root vegetables and fruits. Eating carbs at the right time won't cause weight gain. It's opposing your hormonal rhythms that makes weight persist. The most powerful healing tool isn't found in pills or apps. It's the ancient metabolic wisdom encoded in your cells. Fasting isn't deprivation. It's remembering that your body knows how to heal when given the right conditions. Your hormones aren't obstacles, but a sophisticated guidance system that unlocks effortless health when honored. Transformation happens when you stop fighting your female body and start listening to its rhythms. Align fasting with your cycle, feed your cells the nutrients they crave, and rest when progesterone rises. The stubborn weight releases, brain fog lifts, energy returns, and disconnection dissolves. Start where you are. Track your cycle. Begin with a 13-hour fast during your power phase. Notice how your body responds. Your body isn't broken. It's been speaking a language you weren't taught to understand. Now you have the translation. When you fast like a girl, you reclaim the vibrant, energized, hormonally balanced life that's been waiting for you all along.